This streaming service with Justin Hill.
You can check out the streaming service on Listener, or you can just check him out right here, right now. Justin Hill, good morning.
You sure can. I don't object to that at all. I consent.
You like being objectified, being checked out?
Inappropriate request from Bronte,
so
straight
sorry.
Up there. It's not the first time. I want to talk about a show that knocked off Painkiller.
Yes.
So Painkiller's been this huge popular thing on Netflix, and I randomly log on to the account the other day, and there's this new show called Who Is Erin Carter? We've got a little grab of the trailer here.
Who exactly the f*** are you, Mrs. Carter?
I think you've mistaken me for someone else.
Oh,
tick so many boxes. What can you tell us about this surprise hit?
Well, listen, what I've been saying to people about this show, right, is if you are watching movies and TV shows lately and you're thinking to yourself, that was trying too hard, that was too tricky, I just want something that has a really good storyline and is just a good show, then Who Is Erin Carter is definitely going to be up your alley. The concept is it's a relief teacher who finds herself in the middle of a supermarket shopping, shooting.
Mm.
And when she has to save her daughter, one of the shooters recognizes her and she's like, I have no idea who you are. And then we kind of go along in this big exploration as to why the shooter recognized her. Who is she really? Is she hiding from someone or is she just a regular relief teacher? It's very, very clever. And it's a lot of, it's not like, you know, relying on star power or anything like that. It's actually just a really good concept for a TV show. And that's why it hit number one on Netflix.
There you go. Knocking off Painkiller, which is, I think the one that Cliffo and I have been talking a lot about. But there you go. Check it out.
Mm.
You have to make sure you say Erin Carter, not Aaron Carter, which I think, because who is Erin Carter? Different show.
Got a crush on you.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Erin Carter.
R.I.P.
Let's talk about Chris Brown's replacement on.
Get out of here!
I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Do we know if Julia is coming back for the new series of I'm a Celeb?
Yes, so I can tell you the rumour going around at the moment is wild. Not only is Julia Morris returning, but she is apparently, allegedly rumoured to be joined by not one person, but two people, making it for the first time ever a trio presenting I'm a Celeb. Now, who are those two people? Well, we will miss Dr. Chris Brown, that's for sure. I mean, no one has a jawline in the entertainment industry quite like him. Very jealous. But apparently he's going to be joined by Sam Pang, who hosted the Logies this year and did an outstanding job, was very, very popular. You know, we see him on Have You Been Paying Attention and quite a few other Channel 10 shows. But the other person that's apparently going to be joining the lineup is none other than Tony Armstrong, who is our favourite lovable larrikin. He also picked up, the award for best, most popular presenter at the Logies this year as well. And rightly so. We've seen him on The Project. So both guys are very much in the Channel 10 family.
Wow.
And all three of them are very funny people. And apparently that's what the audience love about this show is the comedic, you know, kind of like value and the flirtation kind of between Julia. And just the one-liners and the crack-ups is exactly what we want to see.
My goodness. I mean, if that's just the host lineup, there'll be more celebrities there than who goes into the jungle.
Oh, laggers.
So
you with the zingers this morning.
So
someone came to work awake, didn't they?
I mean, it's funny because it is kind of true, as well. That would be a powerhouse Sam Pang, Tony Armstrong, and
I'll
Julia
watch anything
Morris.
With Tony Armstrong as the host.
And I'll watch anything with Pang as well.
Yeah.
So good.
Just a bunch of loose units. Yeah. That's how we're going to describe I'm a Celeb this year.
Yeah. Goodness.
And loose units. You get them on the streaming service podcast. It's out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Listener. Justin Hill, thanks so much, mate.
Thank you, guys.